Hello, good morning. Thanks for coming up. Well, Pastor just read a story from the Bible. The Bible is God's true word. Every word in this book is true. Not just some of the words. Every single word is true. Now, in our story today, Peter, one of Jesus' disciple friends, asked Jesus, "How many times do I have to forgive someone if they sin against me? How many times do I have to forgive my, brother or sister if they pulled my hair when mom wasn't listening or something like that?" Well, Jesus answered, 77 times. That's a lot. The point was, always you have to forgive. And he told his disciples a story. He told his disciples a story about a master who had many, many servants. And a lot of the servants owed him money. So one day he had everybody come and pay back what they owed him. Now the servant came and knelt before him. This servant owed him a lot of money. More than this. More than if we had everybody here at church put all their money in here. More than if we had everybody in all of Champaign-Urbana put all their money in here. This man owed his master a lot of money. Now, the master could have had the man and his wife and his children, all the man's family, put in jail or sold as slaves. He could have sold the man's house. He didn't have a car to sell, but he probably had some livestock, some sheep or some goats, animals. The master could have made him sell everything to pay back the money he owed. Well, the man got on his knees and begged and pleaded to be forgiven of the debt. You know what the master did? The master forgave him. He did not have to pay back even a penny of all the money that he owed him. He was thankful and he left. But as the servant left, there was another servant there waiting to pay back money. Now this servant owed the other servant, his friend, just a little bit of money. Nowhere near the amount of money that the servant had owed the master. And this servant, he begged the servant friend to forgive him. And the same thing. He could have been sold or thrown in prison. All of his livestock could have been sold just to pay back the little bit he owed. And he begged and he pleaded. But you know what? The servant friend did not forgive this debt, this little debt. He was just owed a little bit of money. Now he had owed a lot of money and been forgiven of this. This is what Jesus wants us to remember. He wants us to remember that God forgives us all of our sins, all of the sins that pile up over our lifetime, way more than this little bit here. He wants us to remember that as he forgives our debt, our trespasses, our sin, he wants us to forgive those who have debts to us or who have sinned against us. We use that word trespassed. Now, when we say the Lord's Prayer later this morning, I want you to listen carefully for those words, because Jesus said it was so important. He put that in the Lord's Prayer so that every time we say that, we will remember, forgive us our trespasses. That's trespasses means debts, sins, as we forgive those who trespass or sin or who have debts against us. Remember that, just as Jesus asked us to. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for reminding us every time we say your prayer that we are to remember to forgive others just as God has forgiven the very many great debts that we have. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.